Indie Nation, the best independent artist from the entire indie music scene all over the world. Indie Nation, all indie, all the time. Indie Nation listeners, welcome to the first ever episode of Through Gamer Goggles News. Through Gamer Goggles is a new news and media blog for gamers. We focus on blending or balancing our real lives with our games. This has led us to product reviews, unboxing, and how-to videos. We also write articles on game strategies, better role-playing, and just plain old guessing about the industry. We aren't going to stop there. We have plans for real life, too, like food. And for now, we're going to kick it back to some funky music with Blackwater, and we'll be back with news in a moment.
Well, I spilled something black when my oil rig exploded. The whole mess is icky, and they say I'm to blame. Catfish are floating, all the beaches are closing. Black water keeps rolling ashore, what a shame.
Oh, black water keeps on flowing.
Fill the Gulf soon, but we'll keep refining BP.
Oh, black water keeps on growing.
Executive goons, we're nickel and diamond BP.
Oh, black water keeps on rolling.
Up the Mississippi soon, gotta keep on lying BP. Keep on lying tonight. Gotta say anything. Shareholders gotta think everything's alright. And our high-priced attorneys say there ain't no big worries at all.
This accident had nothing to do with cutting back on safety to save a buck.
I think the partnership that we've got between industry and the government is actually working pretty well. It will continue to be flexed and expanded. And the point here is we are doing everything.
Now if folks complain, I don't care. Don't make no difference to me. I'll just ask Congress for a sweet old bailout. Yeah. I'm gonna meet some oily bureaucrats who like to play along. And I'll be buying all my buddies drinks all round.
Blackwater, Beach Petroleum.
Till the Delta soon, we won't be resigning BP.
Oh, Blackwater, reaching Pensacola.
Environmental looms, they're picking line in BP.
Oh, Blackwater, up to Minnesota.
Raise the price of crude, that's the silver line in BP. And keep on lying tonight. Gotta say anything. Tree huggers gotta think everything's alright. With the world at it's the Gulf of New Jersey.
You know, I'd like my life back.
Drill, baby, drill.
Drill, baby, drill.
It is safe to drill, and we need to do more of that.
We can do this in environmentally sound way.
Our companies have done a wonderful job making sure that we are both environmentally sound, but also able to produce energy.
They do drill today in an environmentally safe way.
Oil rigs today generally don't cause spills. They are technologically very advanced.
The environmentalists are wrong, actually. If we can drill safely off the shores of America.
We will drill new wells offshore, and we'll drill them now.
We're gonna screw up most of Dixieland, unless Obama gives a big old helping hand.
We need a hand out, got a hand out.
Hey Obama,
some cash would be grand, that's all we want.
We tried golf balls, top kills, Costner fans, but nobody stopped the oil from reaching land.
We tried a dam, even cans of Spam.
Hey, we're desperate,
and we've locked and loaded a nuclear bomb.
We're gonna smear some gunk on Dixieland, give the brown pelicans a darker tan.
Dixieland, tan. Give the birds a tan.
Instant bronzer.
Don't you stress about the dolphins, cause they're all gone.
It's like the Gulf got drunk at Disneyland, then vomited all over Louisiana.
Disneyland, the Ketchikan
and Sri Lanka.
Katrina looked like a little cold frog.
All the shrimp and frogs and fish be damned. Soccer mama gotta fuel her minivan.
Caravan,
van.
On the minivan.
Hockey mama
gotta drive to the Walmart all day long.
No need to import oil from Pakistan when it's lying all over the Alabama sand.
Screw Iran,
yeah.
And
Afghanistan,
Venezuela.
Just go to the beach and grab tar balls.
We gotta feed the grease monkey on your back. Everybody better cut us lots of slack.
Cut us slack, slack. Cut us lots of slack. Hey, Obama.
Yeah, we knew this might happen all along.
Indie Nation. The latest, the greatest, the freshest. All indie music. All day, all night, all of the time.
I never had much luck with girls. They never liked to read and learn. But I like to. And if I could figure out the cosine of your heart, that'd be a good start. Oh yes it would. I never try to date offline. Use algorithms built to find a 7 out of 9. So if you look half as great as Aaron on Farscape, you'll be my first mate. 'Cause baby, we'll be in the chat room on the IRC, out at the VidCon. A Star Trek costume for me, down in the dungeon. Role play TNT, yeah, baby. Talk nerdy to me. You know I dress up like Jedi, not to Klingon guys. My fades are gonna set to fry. I'll be a fanboy in my Starfleet uniform. It matches the one worn by Leonard Nimoy. So baby, we'll be in the chat room on the IRC, out at the VidCon. The Star Trek costume for me, down in the dungeon. Roleplay D&D, yeah baby, talk nerdy to me. PC, pick up that guitar and talk to me.
Nerdy to me.
Let me hear that.
And if you practice in Hindu, then things is sacred. The college pranks that I did, the cattle that I have tipped, it always make me laugh. Bessie go moo moo splat.
I'm the beast, stay so aloof. Walking fields on cloven hoof. My stomach has four compartments. Chewing hay bales extra long. A cut. Me got the beef by pounds. Me got the beef you gram. Me got the beef that make that steak that moo moo in your mouth.
Best indie music, Indie Nation.
Indie Nation listeners, welcome to the first episode of Through Gamer Goggles News. And I think, Matt, you're going to kick it off with some news about the classic, right?
That's right. We're going to start talking about Dungeons & Dragons and how Wizards of the Coast has announced a fifth edition. We're going to throw up a couple links for you, where you can read about the Wall Street Journal's article and Forbes article that they did on Wizards of the Coast announcements. But basically, they're attempting to make a melting pot of advanced Dungeons & Dragons. The hope is that they're going to regain the attention of all the players that they've had over all the decades and years of playing Dungeons & Dragons, so that when they can go to places like conventions or any retail store, they can sit down and be underneath the same basic rule set. I kind of like the idea of what they're trying to do, and I kind of don't. I think that if they want those players to come in, it's going to have to be a really, really good rule set. I mean, it'd be like saying, oh, why don't you come out of your home and live in my home because it's newer.
Yeah. I, you know what I started out with, and you know what I'm a big fan of, is the original. Simple, a lot of imagination. The emphasis was the role-playing. I'm not that enticed by an announcement like this.
Well, the thing that actually kind of entices me about it is the whole melting pot idea. They're trying to approach it in a plug-and-play kind of system. So if you had a lot of rules that you liked in the first edition you played, and you like a couple of the other sets of rules, they're trying to make it so you can, oh, let's take this and use this, and let's take this and use that.
Okay, so if you're playing, let's say, the original, and you've been playing the original for 20, 30 years, what's the incentive? You can keep playing the original. So what you're saying is maybe the incentive is I can take part of first edition?
Yes. The goal is that, like, in fifth edition, they did some things that a lot of people didn't like. In fourth edition, they did some things that people didn't like. And in third edition, they did a lot of things that people liked. So they're trying to create emergence so that you can go anywhere in the world and meet players that have been playing D&D for maybe 20 and 30 years and get into the same rule set.
I still think the obstacle is going to be overcoming what the gamer is already used to. If they've been playing it that long with an intact rule set, it must be pretty satisfying.
And that is going to be the big problem they have. I, for one, my friends all play 3rd edition, 3.5, so we're probably going to stick with it. Actually, we're probably going to move into Pathfinder here real soon, which is our next news story.
And where do we want to start on that one?
Oops.
The press release?
Yeah, we can move to the press release.
Popular freelance designer to become Pathfinder Adventure Path developer? February 27th, 2012, am I correct? Redmond, Washington?
Yes, that is correct.
Paizo Publishing announces the addition of popular freelancer Adam Daigle, D-A-I-G-L-E, to its in-house game design and development staff, effective March 15th. Daigle will be working with Pathfinder, creative director James Jacobs and developer Rob McCary on Piazio's popular monthly Pathfinder Adventure Path campaign supplements, as well as many other projects. As a freelancer, I've loved working with this crew in helping to build the world of Galarian and Pathfinder role-playing game. But that pesky day job kept getting in the way of giving more, said Diagonal. I'm thrilled to be able to accept this position to give my full attention to this fantastic game and its community. This personal life transition was partially facilitated by sage words of Hunter S. Thompson. When the going gets weird, the weird turn pro. I like that. I like that a lot. We want to just read the whole thing, or we want to skip about?
I think that's good. I'm going to jump over to Pathfinder Wiki here in a second and grab some stuff on it.
That looks like a good game.
When Wizards of the Coast announced that they were going to come out with 4th edition, a whole bunch of designers jumped ship and started Pathfinder. Everybody seems to call it Dungeons & Dragons 3.75, and it is growing in popularity. Actually, I just got a Google alert for a story that kind of involves role-playing games, and I was going to take a look at it here in a second.
Google alerts are great, aren't they? We could break with some music and look at it and come on back if you want.
Let's do that.
Yeah, we could take a break with the Ice Cream Man. You may recognize this melody as Iron Man. It's Steve Goody, member of the Fump, and we're going to keep it Fumpy. And Matt, you were mentioning Weird Al. The next song in the queue is If I Could Be Weird Al.
Sure.
I want to play football.
This is broccoli for
Too much freaking energy and just one chin. Here they come again, huffing and a puffing like Eric Cartman. What'll it be, kid?
Ladies and gentlemen, I got fudge bars, Nestle Crunch bars, Snickers bars, Heath bars, King Cones, premium vanilla sandwiches,
Reese's bars,
strawberries and cream bars,
cookies and cream bars,
toasted almond bars,
candy center crunch bars,
triple chocolate brownie,
premium
sundae,
giant ice cream sandwiches,
Reese's peanut butter cups,
giant Neapolitan sandwiches,
chocolate chip cookie sandwiches,
succulent Swiss quick cup of smooth foam cream,
triple milk chocolate frogs,
candy frozen yogurt balls,
cherry whipped cream mousse balls,
fudge wrapped dark chocolate semi melted air puff, peanut butter and almond honey soaked frozen barnacles on a stick.
One barnacle, please.
I wanna be Al Yankovic so freaking bad, with white and nerdy fans I've never had. Like Oprah, I would start my own Al magazine, with Bundy, Sharpton, Kaida, Gore, and Green. Oh, every time I hear a song, my brain regurgitates it wrong. Yeah, so all the words I sing along are abnormal. I'd be every fangirl's pal if I could be Weird Al.
Yeah, I'd be crushing Alapalooza in my Belvedere Cruiser, rocking poker medleys of John Philip Sousa.
I'd be an Amish celebrity, losing on Jeopardy, with shirts like Nick Nolte and hair that's Def Leppardy.
I'd pick the grapefruit diet, go on eBay to buy it. I'm no Jerry Springer, but in France, I'm a riot.
I love Rocky Rota, getting kinky with Yoda. Got a boogie like the biggest ball of Spam in Minnesota.
I make my roaches wear slippers, fall in love with the skipper, or an anorexic codependent bingo addict stripper.
I hear I want a new duck that will teach him to swim. I guess it really must suck to be a rock star like him.
I never think a song is done.
Toast's done, toast's done.
Until you add a cardio.
Cause I perform this way, baby.
I pray for one more naked gun.
You know, Jay.
Till
yeah.
then,
yeah.
I
yeah.
shall sing about my root canal.
My turkey next to turkeyest. A bowl to Albuquerque. Songs are right to Albuquerqueist.
I'll kick some pantry ass in this doggy dog business with my billionaire bikini supermodel astrophysicist.
I'm pretty fly for a reverend in balloonophile heaven, making albums in 3D.
Which yield is 27.
I'm buying me a Cuisinart on Craigslist. They're on sale tonight. I'll be the king of waffles, king of suede, and king of cellulite.
I would tell your iguana it smells like Madonna, but right now Nirvana and I just don't wanna.
If money won't buy happiness, I'll just go and rent it. So listen up, you weasel stomper.
Stay deep, empty.
I wanna be Al Yankovic, so fetching bad.
Even worse.
I promise I'll be mellow when I'm dead.
Like a car battery.
I wanna do the Today Show on All Al TV.
On UHF.
With Roker and Capone and Ali G.
Hey, Joey, wait, hold up. What up?
They say I'm close but no cigars.
You're pitiful.
Radioactive CNRs.
Chuck Norris revisited.
From a planet near Bruno Mars.
Mercury.
I'd
yeah.
puke
yeah.
Chris
yeah.
Dow. And I'd be Harvey the Wonder Hamster's pal. If I could be Weird Al.
Stuck in the drive-thru. Well, we've been a white dude.
I wanna be Al Yankovic.
Me too.
So stinking bad.
I wish I could be Weird Al too. Wait, I am Weird Al. Cool.
Indie Nation listeners, welcome to Through Gamers Goggles News here on IndieNation.fm. You just heard some of the members of the FUMP, Steve Goody with Ice Cream Man, and the Money Shot Cosmonauts with If I Could Be Weird Al. And now we have some more gamer-related news.
RPG Theater next month in conjunction with IndieNation.fm, we will be starting another RPG campaign. This campaign will be pre-recorded and aired weekly on Indie Nation. We will be using the Pathfinder game system. We have already started a campaign on the True Gamers Goggles blog using the Silver Vine game system. Silver Vine is unique in a few ways, and we don't have a lot of time to go into details, but what I want to mention is it is a local game. The creators all live in Ohio, from Cleveland down into Uniontown. If you want to learn more about Silvervine, check out these links at, or leave us a comment at gamergoggles.com/blog/categories/RPGs/Silverline Game Systems or at www.silvervinegames.com, and the links will be posted so you will be able to see those.
I'm pretty excited about that.
I am too. We have the Pathfinder Beginner Box. I think we're going to start right with that. Just take some of their pre-generated characters and walk right through the creation and start playing.
Yeah, that would. I mean, that's where you're supposed to start, right?
Well, basically, I mean, the Beginner Box, I think, only has Cleric, Rogue, and Fighter as an option.
No mages?
Well, again, it's a beginner box. It's really designed for people who have never role-played before at all.
I want mages.
They'll come in time.
So, now are the... I don't know as much about this as you, obviously. Is the scenario pre-created?
There are some pre-created scenarios that come with it. They also give you enough information that you can create your own.
So you have the option right away, because I remember that was one of the things with Dungeons & Dragons. They had those little kits. And then they came out with more little kits and more little kits.
And some of those old kits were so good.
Some of them were, yeah. Then they started cranking them out like, you know, popcorn at a theater.
But Pathfinder's a little bit different from D&D in the sense that the world is like a little bit more evolved. There's black powder exists in the game system. But a lot of the world is still unexplored. Some of their continents and things, they only have like two sentences available in the wiki. They have a whole wiki that you can go research just about anything you want that they've ever printed anything on.
That's cool. And what would you say is an optimal party number?
Oh, I would, 4 or 5 makes for a pretty fun group.
And obviously the minimum would be 2.
Well, one-shots are possible, but they're not as fun, but you can really spend a lot of time developing your characters in one-shots.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the design. How about the background of some of these people from the Ohio area? You know anything about them?
Well, those people are actually, that's Silvervine. And yeah, I do know them. They'll be at AnCon in Hudson, Ohio in June. They'll most likely be at Origins in May. And they'll be back at Con on the Cob in Hudson again for that con. They're really a great group of guys. We've already recorded one session of RPG Theater here at my house, and one of the game designers came down and ran the first session for us.
That had to be cool.
Oh, it was. It was actually, meeting the guys up at Con on the Cob was one of the better experiences we've ever had as a group of gamers. We said, hey, we'd like to interview you, find out more about your game, because their game is almost a diceless game. It only uses D10s, and it's very cinematic. Like, you roll really well, and then the GM says, in your own words, describe how this scene unfolds.
Ooh. Dramatic.
Very much so.
That's cool. That's what it's about, role-playing.
Yeah, it is. And the Silvervine world, basically, I mean, I was skeptical about Silvervine when I first heard about it, because they said, you can pretty much make any character you want, and we're not joking.
And what would you say was the most creative one you heard of?
Well, I was going to tell you guys to guess.
I don't know, a gadgeteer.
That's actually kind of boring.
Oh, yeah?
They had a guy, McBoss, who was reincarnated as a sandwich.
A sandwich?
Wow.
His armor was a toaster, and when he wanted to enter combat, he launched himself out of it.
That's creative.
And the rules made it work.
Yeah, that's cool that it can be that flexible, that customizable. So it was that like in the deli world scenario?
No, that was in their regular world.
So people had to fight a sandwich?
Yes.
And how did the sandwich inflict damage? Heartburn?
I'm not really sure. Maybe it was food poisoning. I have hit you with my tomato. You must vomit.
I mean, seriously. Oh, and I've got Limburger.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about him changing his clothes.
And dressings.
Yeah, and dressings and sesame seeds. Oh, poppy seeds.
There you go, yeah. Made the villain test positive and had him put away for good.
That's right. One of our buddies made a hive mind of worms, and they pretty much can make and take any shape, and kind of reminds me of the Swamp Thing, or kind of those old cartoons with the ghosts where somebody punches at you and swallows your circle and stuff, and I mean fist.
Swallows your circle?
Well, you know, it's the infection catching up with me.
Well, I don't know. We've ranted and raved pretty much as we can about a game we're going to start playing. We got to start playing it, and then they can hear more. What else we got to hit on? Anything else?
Well, actually, we ranted and raved about the game we're not going to play.
Well, yeah, but still.
There is one more story. Privateer Press recently announced that they're coming out with Colossals. What that means is they're coming out with a new Warjack. If you guys don't know anything about War Machine, basically it's a tabletop miniatures game where you take steam-powered beasts, imagine a locomotive that walks and crushes things, and they take magic users and they go off into battle against other armies.
Steampunk?
Yeah, it's called steampunk. It's kind of like a mix of gadgets, black powder weapons, swords, magic.
Steampunk is cool looking stuff, though.
Oh well, this stuff is really cool. These Colossals are on 120mm base, and to put that in perspective, that's a DVD. They stand about 10-12 inches tall. So they're going to be big.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to change the way the game is played, I think.
Gamers typically don't have dining room tables in their houses, do they?
No, they have game tables that double as dining room tables.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they're like me, they have 7 of them.
Be like, what's this thing? Oh, it's a Cheerio from this morning. Never mind, it doesn't count.
Oh, it's just, that's a piece of terrain. But we're going to put the embed the YouTube video up that they did for their announcement. These things are going to be awesome. They're coming out this summer. I heard expected July. I heard August. But the truth be told, they're going to be out this summer. And I really don't expect to see them all at the same time, because I bet they're going to be around $120, $100 a piece.
Ooh. Yeah, that puts it out of my budget. That's for sure for a tabletop. I'll make them out of Lego.
Good luck with that. Although, people do that for 40K because it's cheaper.
Lego ain't that cheap anymore, though.
It's still cheaper than 40K. And besides, if you do it with Legos, you can always put a little remote control engine and radio control powered stuff in there and drive your tanks around.
Really?
Yeah, there's all kinds of YouTube videos on that.
We do have too much time on our hands sometimes, don't we?
Well, you know, that's another Google alert thing.
I love Google Alerts. For those listeners who might think, like, what the heck are they talking about? If you do a search and you have a Google account, you can go down to the bottom and say, give me an alert, and it'll send you an email either once a day or once a week. telling you all these search terms you highlighted. I did a really cool service.
I like it. It helps stay on top of things that are going on in the gaming industry. It's much bigger than you might think.
Yeah, no, it's bigger than it's bigger than I think it is. I'm sure. if that made any sense.
Yeah, it made sense. But back to, I mean, they're going to have special rules. They're going to have multiple weapon systems, so that if you take out one weapon system, the other side of the body can still work. Is what most people are speculating. They're kind of keeping them hush hush. But the whole fact that they're a tabletop miniature that's going to stand about 10 inches tall, and they're only going to cost about $100. That's far better than the Forge World.
See, and you're talking about mechanized and all this stuff. You see, the one I would want to see is a tabletop miniature version of BattleBots where you can actually do the battle.
Oh, well, you know, those days might be coming.
Do it in Lego.
Well, there's all kinds of Lego brick games out there that you can download the rules for that type of thing free. Do you remember classic Battletech?
Wasn't that Activision?
Okay, before it was Activision, it was...
No, that was MechWarrior I'm thinking of.
Well, they're the same universe.
Okay, MechWarrior was cool.
Well, MechWarrior was the video game. Well, it's also the role-playing game that's long since dead. Battletech is just the tabletop version of pushing the pewter tanks and miniatures around a hex map and blowing things up.
Okay.
If you do a search for, I think it's Mech Brick or Brick Mech, you'll find rules for how to build the mechs, how to Legos, and then go to war.
Legos are like pretty cool. They're pretty geeky toys, I gotta admit.
Oh, on that note, Lego has announced that they have the Lord of the Rings license.
Oh, boy. Bilbo in Lego.
Yeah, he's probably really small. He's got to be cuter than Yoda.
Cuter than Yoda?
Okay, maybe not cuter, but cooler. It's Lord of the Rings. I'm going to like spend so much money this year.
I'm thinking about it too, and I don't know. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot of future episodes. We got anything else for this one?
No, I think that's a wrap.
Okay, well, if that's a wrap, hey, Cleta, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to close it out with some funny music. Paul and Storm. You can find them at paulandstorm.com. The first one is titled, Here's Looking at You. I thought maybe they wanted to spell it Y-E-W, but they actually spelled it Y-O-U. Double-check the tags. And, well, we'll be back next week after TechNet News and Opinion here on IndieNation.fm. We'll be doing this through Gamer Goggles, and we'll have it all dialed in a little bit better. Make sure you check the show notes, and clickable links will be in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and Matt, thanks for giving us all that cool gaming news.
I saw you standing there, Angora down to there, chewing on a rusty old tin can. Without a single word, I picked you from the herd, 'cause I knew that I was meant to be your man. But that was oh so very long ago. There was no way that I could ever know the way that you would leave me so lonely and blue. I was dazed by the amazing way you grazed. So kid, here's looking at you. neighbors disapproved when we went walking hand in hooves. The tribal elders said it was a sin. It seemed wrong, but felt so right when I would milk you every night. When we kissed, your beard would tickle my chin. Let the normal people all stop and stare and condemn our interspecies love affair. I'd forever be your ram if you'd be my you. It was sweet how my heart beat each time you'd bleat. So kid, here's looking at you. From the day that I was born, my mama would always warn, baby, never trust a Capricorn. Then that fateful day, another goat came round your way and undid all my hopes and dreams and plans. I thought our love would never end. Now you're in someone else's pen, and I'm the saddest shepherd in the Sudan. I can't compete with only two legs to his four. One pink from him, you were walking out the door. Here's your coat, that's all she wrote. So sorry, adieu. We both knew it was taboo for us to screw. So kid, here's looking at you. The last laugh is mine, 'cause I took your other guy and ground him up into last night's shepherd's pie. And tonight you're going into a green curry stew. You like that? You could do with one or two more hours to brew. Then, kid, here's looking at you. Gonna eat you up, baby, with a spork.
When you're done with your Domino's pizza, eat the box because it tastes the same. Say the full moon's meant for lovers, but you're gonna break my heart. 'Cause when you shine, that baby of mine will turn into a werewolf man, rip out my throat and kill me. 4 weeks ago, me and Emily Lou were on the North England tug board. Late one night against advice, we went a-walking on the moors. She thought she saw a doggy underneath the full moon's light. But when she tried to pet that doggy, it gave her a nasty bite. Didn't think too much about it until this morning when I read head. There was some kind of monster out last night, and 18 folks were dead. My baby slept there next to me with blood caked in her claws. Tattered clothing, guts and entrails clenched between her jaws. Cruel, cruel moon, please don't come out tonight.
Cause when you do, my Emily Lou and me are gonna have a fight. They say the full moon's meant for lovers, but you're gonna break my heart. Cause when you shine, that baby of mine will turn on me and rip my lungs out, Julie and my liver. Every time you think you know someone, that's when they change again. So Mr. Moon, can you help me out of this doggone fix I'm in? I lock my baby in the basement and reinforce the door. But when she's done lycanthropizing, she's gonna settle up the score. My finger's on the trigger of this gun full of silver bullets. But Mr. Moon, I love my Emily Lou too much to pull it. My daylight's running out soon and this door won't hold for long. One last chance now, Mr. Moon, won't you listen to my song? Cruel, cruel moon, please don't come out tonight. Cause when you do, my Emily Lou and me, you're gonna have a fight. They say the full moon's meant for lovers, but you're gonna break my heart. Cause when you shine, that baby of mine will painfully transform, just like that guy from An American Werewolf in London. Then she'll tear my eyeballs from their sockets, then I won't see my baby anymore.
Ready?
Odds are we're ready in your ears. Take the next step. Let us be the voices in your head. Indie Nation.
That's all you get.
Me name Og. Here Og cave. Me like make noises. Me bang rocks together. Sparky light come from rocks when bang. Sparky light touch stick. Stick make light get hot like sun. See what Og make. Me make fire. Me call it fire. Me dance around fire. Come dance around fire. Me go stomp, stomp, touch. Ouch! Fire make hurt. Stomp, stomp, no touch fire. Stomp, 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 jump, jump, stomp, touch. Ouch! No touch fire again. Him name Ook Ook. Him no like Og. Him live in cave downhill. Him no like Og noises. Him always take things from Og cave. Ook Ook see Og fire. When Og not looking, him take Og fire and hide beneath him bearskin. Him now fire! Ook Ook now fire! Me dance around Ook Ook. Come dance around Ook Ook. Me go stomp, stomp, touch. Ouch! Fire make hurt. Stomp, stomp, no touch fire. Stomp, 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 jump, jump, stomp, touch. Ouch! No touch fire again. What make this fire? Maybe it's magic. Maybe it's evil spirits. Maybe it's some sort of complex sequence of exothermic chemical reactions when a combustible material with an adequate supply of oxygen or another oxidizer is subjected to enough heat and is able to sustain a chain reaction commonly called the fire tetrahedron. No, it probably magic. Me make fire! Me call it fire. Me dance around fire. Come dance around fire. Me go stomp, stomp, touch. Ouch! Fire make hurt. Stomp, stomp, no touch fire. Stomp, 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 jump, jump, stomp, touch. Ouch! No touch fire again. Fire good! Me like taste so good. Need invention. Marinade.
You're listening to Indie Nation.
All Indie, all the time.
Let us know what you think.
Call us at 818-819-NDIE.